Dear saints of God, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. Amen. The words of the epistle reading again from the first letter of St. John. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. This is God's Word. Please be seated. Just up the hill from my parents' gravesite in Cedar Rapids is a gravestone with an epitaph that reads like this. As you are now, I once was, and as I am now, you shall be. Prepare for eternity. And I always thought, what a morbid thing to put on your gravestone. But I guess it's a gravestone, right? So, and besides that, it occurs to me, as I was getting ready for today, that there's actually something very comforting that we can take from those words, especially in light of our celebration of all the saints today. Because those saints in glory who are with the Lord, that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, as Hebrews says, that great cloud of witnesses that encourages us forward in our faith, and in that cloud of witnesses are Moses and John and Peter and Elijah and your grandma or grandpa, your Christian loved ones, your spouse, your child, your parents. That great cloud of witnesses is saying essentially the same thing to us. They are saying that as you are now, I once was. And that's so encouraging. The saints who are at rest in glory were once saints in warfare, just like we are now. And there was a time in their lives when, like us, they struggled against temptation and against sin and stress and sadness. They had to deal with a world that hated them because of their faith in Christ. They failed. They disobeyed. They disappointed themselves. They grew discouraged. They had to deal with guilt. They had tough relationships. And yet, despite all of that, there they are, forever secured at the throne of the Lamb of God, who redeemed them from their sins. And they remind us today that we too are holy, just as holy as they are, because holiness is not our doing. Holiness is by the doing and the dying of Jesus Christ our Savior. As they sing at the throne, salvation belongs not to us. Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne. Sainthood does not begin with the death of the body. Sainthood begins the moment faith arises and takes hold of Jesus Christ as the hope of our salvation. And so those saints also remind us that our status is sons and daughters right now. It is not just a status that's bestowed on us when we get to heaven. Right now we are God's sons and daughters. For the Father has lavished His love upon us that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. We are children now, John says. For everyone who hopes in Him purifies himself, even as He is pure. And it's so encouraging to know that those saints in heaven were once in the same predicament we find ourselves in. As you are now, I once was. Redeemed, most certainly. As pure in the sight of God as the Son of God in whom we trust, our Savior, to be sure, but still struggling, still at war, still longing, still yearning for our home in heaven. Or perhaps it'll make a little more sense to you if I phrase it in terms of the Beatitudes of our Lord Jesus about which we just sang. Because the saints are saying to us, in essence, don't give up. Press forward in the faith. Run the race. because we were once on the same side of the Beatitudes as you. Yes, now we are glorified, but once we struggled just like you, in a world that considers power to be great and the humility of Christians to be foolishness. We are comforted now, they would say, but once we grieved and mourned just like you do. Oh yes, we have been shown mercy, but only after it seemed that the mercy we showed to others was meaningless. We see God now and we are pure, yes, but only after a lifetime of not seeing Him very clearly and of struggling in a perverse world. We are called the sons of God, yes, but only after so many attempts at trying to bring the peace of Christ to this world failed. We are righteous now, yes, but like you, we once could only hunger and thirst for this righteousness, this holiness, but we could never achieve it on our own. We are rewarded in glory, oh yes, but only after we were hated and reviled because of our Christian faith. As you are now, I once was. Take heart. Take heart. But if it's encouraging to know that the saints once were what we are now, the saints are telling us even something more exciting than that. They are also saying that as I am now, you shall be. And this is the part of All Saints that really gets me excited. Now we are the children of God, John says, but what we will be, has not yet been revealed. Why would anyone want a crystal ball, or a palm reading, or a Ouija board to try to look into the future? What more do you want to know about your future? We are the children of God now, and it's only going to get better. And one day, we are going to be what those whom we remember today already are. White-clothed, victorious, palm-waving, praises singing, eternally secure saints of God gathered around the throne of the Lamb. What can we say about those saints in heaven? We can say about them what the Scripture says. That they are all looking in one direction together at Jesus. They can't take their eyes off of Him, their beautiful Savior. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, they no longer see their Savior dimly like we do, but now they see face to face. And eternity is not going to be long enough to praise God, who loved them and gave His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for their sins. How will we ever adequately thank and praise God for that? And they are not in heaven of their own accord or by their own doing, but they must be standing around absolutely astonished that the grace of God would make sinners such as they fit for heaven. The angel said to John in Revelation 7, these clothed in the white robes, these are the ones who came through that great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The world may not have known them or much remember them, but the Father remembers them and He acknowledges them forever. Whether they were cut off from us as buds or in youthful bloom or in wilted frailty, they now bask forever in the warmth of God's astonishingly great love. And they say to us today, as I am, you shall be. What more is there to say? We are the children of God now, but what we will be, we can't even begin to imagine. Just, well, let me put it the way Paul said it in 1 Corinthians. He said, it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who love Him. And so we remember the saints today. As we are now, they once were. And we know that as God saw them through the tribulation, He will see us through in faith as well to the kingdom of God. And as they are now, we shall be. And so our hearts are thrilled to imagine what God must have in store for those who love Him, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Tune in today to the song of the saints around the throne of the Lamb of God. And when the fight is fierce and the warfare is long, steals on our ear that distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again, and arms are strong. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ, O saints, unto life everlasting. Amen.